This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And we're moving along quickly here until 1 o'clock at 412-928-9370. Join us tomorrow night, number one Cochran Sports Showdown, KDK-TV. That'll be on after the late news, and my panel tomorrow will include Chris Muller, Will Graves, and Ray Fittipaldo. Lots to get into, just as we've done here this morning into the afternoon with you. Coming up after this program is Josh Roundtree for 4 hours. And then later tonight, it's Paul Alexander with the North Shore Tavern leadoff show, followed by the game, Pirates, and Mike Burrows on the mound against Luis Castillo and the Mariners game two after they lost yesterday 6-0. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Pirates respond and what they do at the trade deadline. We're getting closer and closer to that. I would expect deals to start happening in and around the All-Star break in advance of that. 412-928-9370. Back to the lines we go. Rich in Forest Hills is first in this segment. Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing today?
Doing good. What's up?
Just want to disagree with a couple of your callers before I hang up. But first of all, I think obviously the Pirates are going to trade all expiring contracts. I don't know if you saw Tyone went out with a calf injury yesterday. He's going to be out for a month. They've had the Cubs have had some injuries in their starting pitching. You know, I'm not a big fan of trading away pitching. I'm not a huge Mitch Keller fan, but he's proven to be durable. I think if you trade the guy, you must get a significant overpay in return.
There are a lot of teams, as you mentioned, who have injury problems right now, and they may be looking for somebody like that who's been consistent. He's been around. He has a very affordable contract to most teams.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, if I'm the GM, I say I'm not trading pitching unless, and the unless is I get a significant overpay. Mitch Keller is not going to be in the Hall of Fame, so he's not that quality of a pitcher that you just never think about trading. But you know, you get an overpay for Mitch, you trade him. Obviously, I completely disagree with your caller about the bullpen. These guys are volatile. Not just these guys, all the guys. You look around the league. As an example, Cleveland thought they had the premier closer in the AL this year, and that guy's been all over the map. Closers are notoriously – I mean, not there are very few Mario Riveras, okay? I give Ben Sherrington credit for – allowing Bednar to rebuild his value and bringing back Santana on a low value contract. That makes them, it makes it very likely that they'll get an overpay for those mm-hmm. two. Those guys are always replaceable.
And the Pirates have done a good job doing that over the years, by the way. That's one thing they've done well.
I agree. Yeah. They found good arms for the bullpen. And then, you know, this rant, I'm not related to Dubas, but you know, this criticism of his draft thing, you know, when we look at the NFL, most of us have seen the players that are drafted in college. Nobody has seen one of these players that are drafted into the NFL.
Well, they have.
In the NHL. Who?
Dubas and his staff have. So they've made their determination.
I'm talking about fans.
Oh, fans. Oh, yeah, of course. No, I'll be the first to tell you that, too, other than I see videos and read. That's all I do. That's what most of us do.
Yeah, and you're seeing selected videos. I can make a video stream of any player that's going to make him look like he should be 1-1. But this Shabanov, I think is his name, that the Islanders got. First of all, there were like 7 or 8 teams that are looking for this guy. Do you know this guy's height and weight?
No.
He's 5'8". He weighs 150 pounds. Okay, so all these Penguin fans that are complaining that we should have signed this guy, like we should have signed everybody, that are complaining that this team's too small and too easy to play against, they either don't know these stats or they're misinformed. You know, the Penguins, unlike the Islanders, when's the last time the Islanders won a Stanley Cup?
They're in turn all the way back to their heyday.
They're in line before the Penguins. You know, the Penguins are more recent Stanley Cup champions. Okay, they mortgaged the future significantly. They had a very bad GM in there in Ron Hextall. So, I mean, I think Dubas deserves a little bit of time and patience in terms of unwinding all this stuff. And I'd love to hear these same fans that are complaining about who we took at 11 and 12. Come back on the air 3 or 4 years from now. The teams that drafted 13, 14, 15 also passed on the two Islanders draft choices.
Sure. I'm not gonna say 5'8", 150 can't work. There have been smaller guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
In the NHL with speed, and, you know, I look at Connor Bedard. He's not exactly big, but he was valued. So I'm not going to rule that out, but I do understand what you're saying, and I think – you know, this is a high-stakes game here. They're trying to figure out guys who, you know, really are young and whether or not they'll be able to be in a position. I think Dubas's problem was right off the bat, he was trying to win with what they had. And so they, instead of maybe allocating some money, lesser money, for guys like Ryan Graves, who has not been worth it, they doubled down on, Tristan Jarry. They did a lot of things that they didn't need to do. And Carlson, even though that was a big talk and everybody seemed to like it, including Mike Sullivan and everybody else there, it just hasn't worked out. They had too much of the same thing. They needed a difference on defense. And I think, you know, that's one of the guys. There's a guy next year in free agency, Rasmus Anderson, who may be available. Calgary, I think, will probably want to move on from him. He's one of the top – I don't know what he is. I think he's late 20s, but, you know, he's a top defense. They need guys like that to complement some of the skaters they have there. Let's go to Chris in Uniontown. Thanks for the call, by the way. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, Bob, what's going on? Mitch Keller, if they trade Mitch Keller, I want a top-notch first baseman that plays that position. We ain't had a good first baseman in years.
You don't like Spencer Horwitz for now?
I really didn't watch him. I'm talking about I really don't watch him. Plus, Bob, the Pirates ain't never going to win. They got the Barry Bonds curse. You know what I mean? They ain't once this Barry Bonds. You know what I mean? They gave Andy Van Slyke all that money, and Andy Van Slyke couldn't hold Barry Bonds' jockstrap.
Well, I mean, it was a case of, they had a chance to, and they should have signed Barry Bonds. In fact, I remember there was a contract there for 30 years they were considering offering him, but it was so low. He was going to get the money he got, and it wasn't going to be around here, so... He wanted to be in San Francisco anywhere. That's where his godfather and his father. They haven't won a playoff series since 1979, Chris. So you're right. I mean, they haven't done it, but it preceded even Barry Bonds being there. So
Don't trade Mitch Keller.
Well, you got to trade somebody. Who are you going to trade? Because you can't stand Pat with this.
I'll trade Bubba Chandler. We don't know what he's going to be.
How about if he turns out to be the next thing?
Mitch Keller leaves the Pirates. I'm bet you this, Bob. I'm going to call you back. He's going to win a Cy Young.
No, he won't win a Cy Young. He's a very good pitcher. He's not a Cy Young pitcher. He's a very good pitcher, guy, especially in the middle of a rotation.
He must have been good. They gave him all that money, Bob.
It wasn't all that money. It was affordable. It was the market at the time. If you told a team right now you could have Mitch Keller for the next 3 years at roughly $17 million a year, they'll all jump on it because it's a good contract. It wasn't all that money. It's what needed to be done if you're Bob Nutting. And that's the thing. We rarely have seen it where they – and with Skeens, he's going to go in arbitration. I can't even imagine what the number would be in arbitration, which will come after next season. Well, how much money will he command in arbitration? That's where things are going to get dicey with him.
I don't know, Bob. I'm just confused about it. They always latch on to this one player, sell a bunch of jerseys, talk about he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and they never win. They always got one or two players that's okay.
Well, again, that comes to evaluation. When you make trades, you better get, and that's going to be the challenge for Ben Cherington. What he trades, he better get the proper return. And if he doesn't, that'll probably seal his fate as general manager of the Pirates moving forward.
I would never let Ben Cherington trade nothing. He can't.
Well, but he's in position to do it now. They're going to do something. They have to. They need bats.
I don't know, Bob. I don't know. Maybe we need Bill Madlock back.
I like Bill Madlock. He was. I love talking to him. I love what he brought to the. I mean, he was the one bat they needed. They got him. Bat him sixth back in the 1970s. They won world championships. A four-time batting champ. One of my favorites. All right, man. Chris, hopefully we'll see. Call back when he's traded and tell me what you think of the return because I think that's going to probably happen.
All right, man.
All right, man. Take care. 412-928-9370. So. We've had a lot of pro Mitch Keller calls. Keep him. He has 3 years left. There's a lot to said for that. I like the fact that you know what his salary is for 3 years. Brian Reynolds has 5 years left. Those two you can certainly build around, but the problem is they're also the key trade pieces potentially that they need to move on from to get what they need, which is in short supply, and that is consistent hitting at a lot of places. Now, Nick Gonzalez has played and especially hit the ball well. His throw yesterday bothered me, and so did the lack of catch by Spencer Horwitz. That was awful, and I think that changed the way they pitched to Cal Raleigh. I wouldn't want to pitch to Cal Raleigh right now. Logan, he's as hot as any hitter. And because there was a guy on base, I think, you know, Bailey Falter got into a position where he felt he had to do something to him that I wouldn't have done. I still wouldn't have pitched to him. I wouldn't have given him anything good to hit.
If that error doesn't happen from Nick Gonzalez and there's not a guy on first, you're pitching around Cal Raleigh. There's no doubt about it. And Joey Bart, you also have to call into question because not only in the first at-bat did he call a few fastballs down and into Cal, he also did in the second at-bat, or the next at-bat, that Cal Raleigh was up. So I think the pitch selection, the pitch calling from Joey Bart wasn't all that great. It was disappointing, actually, to be honest, and they certainly would have pitched around him if that error didn't happen.
I would pitch around him even with someone on base. I'm sorry. He's the one guy I don't want to beat me. And also, Joey Bart had the bases loaded, too, with 3-2 count. You know, you need hits in those situations. He hasn't done much. He has one home run this year. We talk a lot about guys who are not supplying power. Joey Bart has been an offensive failure this year.
He has been, and he's only hitting around 200 versus righties, 300 against lefties, but yesterday was against a right-handed pitcher that he was in the lineup for. I get they started Henry Davis in an afternoon game after catching the night before in a night game, but he had the day off yesterday. Joey Bart is going to have to play at some point. I just think when Bart's in the lineup there against a right-handed pitcher, it's never a great situation for the lineup.
Yeah, you're right. We'll see. They got to respond tonight with Mike Burrows on the hill. We're going to take a break here, come back with more till the top of the hour, and then Josh Rountree will be in this seat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.